Alabama, Jamie, you wanted to weigh in on COVID in particular, the response.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. This is pretty honored to be able to get on the phone with you guys. I'm shocked that I was able to. But
the honor is ours, sir. Thank you.
I feel like a lot of people have brushed this under the rug or haven't said it, but for Donald Trump to put down DeSantis over COVID, it was under Trump's administration that we had the lockdowns. It was under his administration that we were told we couldn't meet. It was in March of 2020 when he was still president, when our church was told we couldn't have church. Now, we figured it out. We did it in a parking lot, and I did it from a porch, and we did what we had to do till we could meet inside again. But it was under his presidency when all this started, and for him to slam DeSantis is hypocrisy at its greatest.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate what you did trying to keep your church open. I know there are a lot of people out there who did whatever they could to try to keep their religious communities able to operate. And my goodness, I mean, you want to talk about it even happened in Alabama, which certainly was not a state that had massive COVID restrictions. But for years in California, churches weren't able to get together. Eddie in Kentucky, what you got?
How are we doing today, sir?
We are rolling at the end of the weekend. We appreciate you listening.
Okay. Here it goes. I voted, me and my family, entire family, voted for Mr. Trump in 2016. Me and my wife went to a Trump rally. I'd go again. Now, everyone in my family is a Trump supporter. Today, I'm looking at my Trump flag still flying beside my house here in Kentucky, and it's been flying every day since February of 2016. Including my 97-year-old mom. But today will go down as the day Mr. Trump blew it. And I love the guy, and I hate the way his family's been treated. But today he blew it.
For you, the DeSantis attacks, where he crossed a line in your mind today.
He blew it today. God love him, he blew it today. So I don't know what he's thinking, and I don't think he did give it any thought. And I don't blame him for being wound up and bitter. I'd be bitter, too, the way he's been treated.
He's got to show the love and connection to his voters and his people. Thank you so much for calling in, by the way, that got him elected in 2016. I voted for Trump twice, and I thought that Trump did a phenomenal job as president. And I'm thinking to myself, Trump could be a great president again, but he can't tell me that Florida sucks. I'm sorry. That's like, I'm just not going to go along with that. That's not going to happen. And I think everyone listening right now in Florida is like, what is he doing?
It doesn't make a lot of sense. This battle ain't ending anytime soon. We'll be here with you on Monday.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
If you own a small business, you know the value of time. GetRefunds.com does too. That's why they've made it easy, no matter how busy you are, to apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. Go to GetRefunds.com to get started, and in less than 8 minutes, see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance.
Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee kept on payroll during COVID-19. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they may be able to help your business, too.
There's no upfront charge either. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based off of incomplete or outdated information.
Don't let this opportunity pass you by, because this payroll tax refund is only available for a limited time. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/special. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/special.
Your next success begins with University of Maryland Global Campus. For more than 75 years, UMGC has offered working adults an affordable, accredited education. Choose from more than 125 degrees and certificates and enjoy online and hybrid courses, financial resources, and lifetime career services. UMGC has what you need to succeed again. No application fee if you apply by May 31st. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate by CHEV.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about right now? I want to talk about the best deal possible right now. I got one 1500 Bighorn Eco Diesel available at $16,500 off. Again, $16,500 off. Best towing, best fuel economy, and the best deal possible. $16,500 off. That's 16,500 buckaroos off. Come see me in the corner of Sahara and Decatur at 5050 West Sahara. You know who this is. Mr. Pink, baby! Baby.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Officials say the U.S. will begin training Ukrainian forces how to use and maintain Abrams tanks in the coming weeks. Charles de Ledesma reports.
The decision comes as defense staff from around Europe and the world are meeting at Ramstein Air Base in Germany in an ongoing effort to coordinate delivery of weapons and other equipment to Ukraine. The goal's been to have the troops trained by the time the refurbished tanks are ready, so they can then immediately move to combat. Officials say 31 of the Abrams will arrive at Grafenwehr training area at the end of May, and the troops will begin training a couple of weeks later, the course expected to last 10 weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The decision is expected by tonight. The U.S. Supreme Court's self-imposed deadline on whether to restrict access to the widely used abortion pill, mifepristone. Also at townhall.com, if you think last year was a bad year for climate and weather, you'd be in line with United Nations scientists. Jackie Quinn with that report.
According to the UN's World Meteorological Organization, global ocean heat and acidity levels hit record highs. Key glaciers used to track climate health shrank more than 51 inches last year, while all the snow melted on Switzerland's glaciers for the first time in history. And the head of the UN Climate Agency says negative trends could continue through the 2060s because of pollution already released, regardless of what future steps might be taken to reduce greenhouse gases. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Stocks are higher now. The Dow up 9 points. The NASDAQ ahead 16. More at townhall.com.
Tens of thousands affected by the toxic water at Camp Lejeune are left with death, cancer, Parkinson's, dementia, birth defects, and other serious illnesses. And along with the harm, so many worries.
My family drank the Camp Lejeune water. What if our health gets worse and we need more financial help?
How do I protect my VA benefits and get the compensation I deserve and need?
The answer is simple. Call James Harris Law, the experienced, trusted law firm that can get you significant compensation while protecting all your VA benefits. We're already fighting for hundreds of Marines, families, and civilians who drank Camp Lejeune water. But if you miss the deadline, you could forever lose your right to the justice you deserve. So call our Camp Lejeune legal helpline now. Now may be your last chance to receive full compensation. Don't delay. Call 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, as the near-record snowpack melts off and flows into the Colorado River, Lake Mead's water level is expected to rise substantially this summer. Dropping by more than 50 feet since 2020, the country's largest man-made lake is now forecast to rise by 22 feet by the end of the year. Bureau of Reclamation officials say the huge winter snowpack and projected runoff will allow the release of 2.5 million acre-feet more in water than was planned for the current water year, which runs from October 1st through September 30th. To mark the beginning of National Park Week, the National Park Service will waive entrance fees tomorrow to encourage everyone to enjoy the national parks in person. The National Park Week is a 9-day celebration through April 30th, celebrating parks according to the website. Each park, including Death Valley National Park in California and Zion National Park in Utah, will host events and activities all week long. Well, the Golden Knights even their best of seven series with the Winnipeg Jets last night with a 5-2 win at T-Mobile Arena. Mark Stone scored twice and had an assist in 18 minutes of ice time. And game three tomorrow in Winnipeg.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Now, commuters should pack a little bit of patience traveling through that construction zone on Interstate 15 northbound, beginning around sunset, with slow flows all the way up to Flamingo. Also watch for crashes, Warm Springs at Jones and Polaris at Spring Mountain.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday, April 21st. Good to have you with us. It is a big day. We're still catching the fallout of the announcement yesterday morning or Wednesday night, whichever, relative to the Oakland A's and the prospects of them moving to Southern Nevada to a location at Dean Martin and Trop just off the Strip. This is very, very exciting stuff. A guy that has been writing about it will join us in just a minute. He is Mick Akers, the fine reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. First, though, we do what we do every Friday. We celebrate the best day of the week. Buckle up, folks. Here we go.
Oh, man. What day is it?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
gotta love it. You gotta love it. A good Friday to you. Great to have you with us. A guy that has been writing about this story for the last, at least by my count, like 2+ years, Mick Akers, the fine reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, who joins us. Mick, how long have you been writing about this?
It's about to be 2 years since May 2021 when they first announced that Vegas was being researched for a potential relocation.
That's incredible. Okay, you broke a big, big story the other night that there'd been a land purchase, a binding land purchase at the corner of Dean Martin and Tropicana. And I guess my question to you is, how far along are we? Are we all the way home yet, or is there still a few hoops that need to be jumped through?
Yeah, I'd say we're probably at third base right now. So obviously announcing where they plan to build a stadium is one of the things people have been waiting for to make it seem more real. So now we have that. Now they're looking. So right now it's a binding purchase agreement. So right, it's not a full sale just yet. So they have some parameters they have to go through, and one of them is securing $500 million in public assistance, which would come by way of a special tax district set up around the ballpark site. So the A's are looking to build about a $1.5 billion, 30,000-seat ballpark. And then around that would be some, like, an entertainment district with some restaurants and some other things to do, before and after games. So anything in there would generate tax, and some of that tax would go towards, paying this $500 million tax assistance over about 30-year time.
When would I start paying on that tax? Would it be when I go to a ball game, when I have dinner down at the stadium? What?
Yeah, only it's only when people are at the stadium. So this would not exist if the stadium is not built. So this is just for that area if the stadium is built there. So basically, it's added benefits that the stadium is going to be doing there. It's kind of paying itself back for lack of a better term.
So where would the district be? Would it be within the, 50 acres that we were talking about for the project?
Yeah, just around, they would call it an entertainment district, basically, just with the stadium and ancillary development around it. So it'd be there. They have to get that approved by the legislature. They have to put that in here pretty soon. Obviously, it runs through late June, so, trying to keep up with the time, and these things don't, aren't done overnight. So the quicker they get this in up in Carson City, the better on their end.
Well, they've got till like June 5th, or they could have a special session after the current session within a couple of days if they're a little bit tardy, if they're a little bit late. My question is, how did this all come together, and how come I never heard about this site? I've heard about a bunch of other sites and then down to about three sites, but I don't think we'd heard about this one, had we?
Yeah, about last year when the A's said they had about 20 sites on their list when they were still exploring other areas like Summerlin and Henderson as well. This one was on there. They, they liked the location, but at some point, for some reason, I'm not exactly sure why, they fell off their list. Then they had a few sites with the Tropicana and the Festival Grounds, and then the Rio came in a few months ago. I'm kind of making the site of three. And then, out of left field here, we get, hey, we're going to go to the Wild Wild West. So apparently, at some point, they came back to them and said, hey, we actually, are interested in potentially selling this land to you if you guys are still interested. And some of the research they did and some surveys they did out here, that site tracked very well with locals and visitors. So that was the one they were keeping an eye on. So once it came available again, they jumped on the opportunity.
Do you have a feel for who the elected officials that have been able to shepherd this far? Do we know who they are? I mean, is the governor involved in some negotiations with the ball club, with the county, et cetera?
Yeah, there's a handful of people that have been, in negotiations and talks with them over the last 2 years since they've been out here. A lot of it is with the county commissioners. So I know at least Michael Knapp has been in contact with them for the 2 years they've been looking here. And all the other commissioners, they all went out to the site at one point to check it out recently. Governor Lombardo has had some negotiations with them since he took office in January. He confirmed that to us earlier this year, and he's been working with them. And, some legislatures as well. So, they – people are well known, I guess, about what the A's are trying to do. And now with the site announcement, now they can say, okay, here's where they want to go. And would this tax this would make sense? Is it, plausible? Is it responsible for us here? So they're going to be taking a look at that once the bill is filed by the A's.
Again, Mick Akers, he's done an amazing job reporting this story over the last 2 years for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What is the next step then? The legislature needs to step in. Anything else that needs to happen relatively soon?
Yeah, so everything has to happen basically by the end of the year. So they're hoping to get this assistance, and then from there they're going to fully develop their stadium plan and put out some renderings, obviously, so here's what it's going to look like and here's what we plan to have in it. Then they have to go to Major League Baseball and get the relocation approved, which that seems like, you know, if they get this deal here with the tax finance district, that shouldn't be an issue because Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred already said if the A's were to relocate to Vegas that they would waive the relocation fee, which is probably in the hundreds of millions of dollars range. It obviously shows their interest in Las Vegas as well as league-wide. So I think, you know, once this money thing's figured out here, I think everything else will move pretty quickly towards that December date because Major League Baseball said you need to have a binding agreement for a stadium, whether it's in Las Vegas or Oakland, by January 2024.
Your reporting seems to indicate that the city of Oakland and Alameda County and everybody out there, that they've essentially thrown in the towel. Is that right?
Yes, looking that way, the mayor came out and said that they're ceasing negotiations in a press release, and then she had a press conference yesterday kind of furthering that. It seems like they're pretty upset about the site announcement. So once that happened, it seems like they kind of were like, hey, we're done with the A's. I guess they've been stringing us along for 2 years, kind of using us for Vegas leverage is what I think she was thinking. So once this announcement came out, she was pretty quick to say, hey, we're done with it.
Wow. Wow. That means the pressure now is on the A's to get this deal done and to get it done in a timely fashion. We're being told that a new stadium could be ready for opening in 2027. What happens between now and then?
Well, they have to get this deal figured out, you know, and, you know, if they do, they have one more year left on the Coliseum on their lease out there. So they would have to play it through this season and then potentially the 2024 season because it ends at the end of December 2024. And then from there, you know, it's kind of, you know, hey, where are they going to play for those 2 years? Potentially out here in Vegas, sharing Las Vegas ballpark with the Aviators. That's been in the cards, you know, ever since they were poking around saying relocation was a possibility. So, you know, it looks like that would probably be the case because I don't think the Coliseum Authority would welcome them back after the lease is over, and I'm sure the fans are not going to be supporting them as they haven't been, you know, in recent years since the relocation talks have begun.
Tell me what that ballpark up in Summerlin can accommodate. Can it be expandable? I mean, what's the attendance now, the capability? What is it that it could be expanded to for a couple of years?
Yeah, so it's about 10,000 capacity right now. There's some large flat areas that they could potentially, you know, put some temporary stands on. We could easily add, you know, a couple more thousand people there. You know, obviously it'd be a pretty different situation than anyone else in Major League Baseball. You know, you have a pretty more like an intimate viewing of some baseball there in Major League Baseball. They, you know, had the big league weekend recently, and that sold out both days the A's were here. So, you know, the fans are kind of given a sneak preview of what's to come there. But, you know, it could work out. And, you know, I think once this stadium plan here for the Major League ballpark goes, I think that those kinds of plans with the Aviators might, you know, get more detailed.
Okay, so what happens to the Aviators when you've got, you know, 81 games being played plus the Aviators? Would the Aviators have to move? Could they coexist? Do we know?
Yeah, the A's already said that they would keep them here in Vegas. They said it would be an ideal situation, similar to the Silver Knights and the Golden Knights. Silver Knights are out here in Henderson at the Dollar Loan Center, and then you got the Golden Knights at T-Mobile Arena on the Strip. So it's kind of a – you can develop your players, and you have them in the same area. You can bring them up when needed. If there's an injury, you don't have to worry about flying someone in. They said definitely would keep both in market. Obviously, it keeps price points open for all fans. You know, some fans don't have the Major League ballpark price point in their budget, and then minor league makes more sense for them. So it would definitely keep both teams here.
We had a ton of people that came out of the woodwork with Allegiant Stadium relative to the $750 million of private money that was, you know, taxpayer dollars supposedly that were going to be spent. And I guess my question is, a lot of those same people now say, oh, we're getting a Super Bowl, we got this, we got that, we got NFL draft. We got all of these different things that have come to town, and now they've kind of changed their tune. What is the sentiment politically as you read it, with the governor apparently signing on to it? Does that mean that that there's going to be some, well, so some unanimity, you know, legislatively?
You know, it's always tough to say. You know, there's always going to be opponents and proponents of each thing, so I'm sure they're going to come out. And I'm not sure if this would be a unanimous vote in favor of it or not, but being that it's not as big, you know, like a room tax, when people saw that, that was adding a new tax. This will not be adding a new tax that everyone's going to be paying. It's just at that site. So it's not like you go and get the hotel room and you pay that 0.88% tax. It's a little bit different. So the governor and legislature already said, hey, we're not in favor of adding a new tax like the room tax, but this tax, you know, this tax district could be something that works. So I think in the end, I would assume, you know, there would be more support than not, just seeing how much, you know, economic driving that these other stadiums and arenas have done here in Vegas. So I think just it would be the next step here in the pro sports revolution that we're going through right now in Las Vegas.
Okay, in our final couple of minutes, the timetable, let's work back from 2027. What has to happen? You talk about before the end of the year. Is that when all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed?
Yeah, I need to have all that, everything binded and approved and went through the process through the county and state and everything, and you'll say, hey, we have the deal. We can start building now. Then have to get the building permits, all that kind of thing, zoning. And then, you know, they actually start digging, which they said they hope to break down sometime in 2024 because that would allow them to be ready for the 2027 season. So between then, you know, it's going to be a series of meetings and such, some, you know, publicly, some not, and then it'll lead up potentially to the announcement of, hey, we have the stadium, we're ready to go, and we're about to put some shovels in the ground, and, you know, we'll be playing ball here in a few years in Vegas.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. Mick, thanks so much, man. Your reporting has been spot on from day one, and in fact, I can remember asking you occasionally, what kind of chances do you give this thing of going through? Now that we're this far, how close are we to having it go all the way through? 100%.
Yeah, you know, I think every time I spoke with you, I was usually 50-50 because there's just so much unknown. But now that we have this and we have Oakland saying, hey, we're done with you, I'm going to say we're at 90% just because we still have a few things that get approved. So I'd say I'm moving my 50% to 90% now.
There you go. I love it. Mick, thanks so much, man. Have a great weekend. We really appreciate your help. I know we'll be coming back to you from time to time to see how this thing's going. Thanks so much, man.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
There you go. Mick Akers. Sounds like he's in the great outdoors. Yeah, in the great outdoors with the birds and the bees. Ooh, I just love that. Thanks to Mick Akers, the reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. By the way, Ron Futrell will have some thoughts on this coming up at the top of the hour from 8 News Now. I'll bet you he's excited. If I'm geeked, just imagine how Ron Futrell is. He's probably over the moon on this thing. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.